Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Merinium.
Do you know what I heard someone call it today? I don't know if you've heard this one.
What?
Crimbo limbo.
Crimbo limbo?
Crimbo limbo.
Oh, no, I haven't heard that, no.
Your thoughts, please, Dave Cribb. I'll come to you first because you're the only person here.
It's less rude than my one, to be fair.
Hang on, why was your one rude? What did you call it?
The Merinium.
Oh, the Perineum. Oh, no, I like that. I didn't get the Merinium. I didn't get it, Dave. I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's become quite mainstream, the Merinium, this year. Actually,
has
Susie
it?
Dent tweeted about it this fine day.
Oh, really?
She is a classy lady, unlike us.
Absolutely. We're not classy ladies. That's definitely true.
No.
The Merinium. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
What's up with you? What's the problem?
Well, I don't know if I like Merinium.
I'd say it's too late to sort of cast your vote yay or nay, because it's
gone.
I think it's come into the mainstream. I think, you know, for the past few years it's been sort of on the fringes, and now Dent's tweeted it. It's just like, it is what it is, you know, that's what it's called.
Mainstream. Yeah, it's out there now. We
Crimbo Limbo's fine, though. That's like a nice family-friendly version.
Yeah, I don't like the word Crimbo, though, either.
No, that's bad, Crimbo. Isn't it? Xmas.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go on.
Relaxmas.
Noel. No more owl.
Christmas. Week.
Christmas week. Yeah. How about this? The bit in between Christmas Day and New Year.
Yeah, fair. Absolutely fine.
Quite
absolutely
excited fine. For it, Dave, to be honest. I think.
Oh, it's the same, isn't it? Isn't it the same as every day's been all year?
What we've been doing. I think that a sign that you're getting older is when you appreciate Boxing Day more than Christmas Day. And I'm afraid this year, and this isn't me being some sort of misanthrope, I definitely liked it more because there was no pressure. We didn't have to do anything at any times. Not there was much pressure on Christmas Day.
I was going
to
say, what pressure did you have on Christmas Day?
Well, you know, the kids demanding presents, and we had to go. We went to do we bumped into my brother, weirdly, on the South Bank in central London and played a game of football.
What?
Yeah, mad, wasn't it?
Like the war.
It was a lot like the war, actually. Yeah, it was like the war. And then we went back into our trenches. But there were things on Christmas Day. You got to get the presents done with this, and the dinner happens at this time. And self-imposed things, I admit. Boxing Day, do you know what? Beth and I, for the first ever time, whilst the kids were awake, had a nap.
Wow.
It was extraordinary.
That is nice, isn't it?
It was extraordinary. So I'm a huge fan. I think we should celebrate Boxing Day more.
No, look, I mean, to be honest, Boxing Day for me was the first day of freedom. Because I have, you know, Lord your South Bank Christmas Day over me all you want, but I've been in self-isolation for a week.
Yeah, absolutely. How was that, Dave?
Oh,
how
it's so boring.
How did you find yourself?
You're not even allowed out to walk the dog, you know.
You've got a lot of your own company when you're doing that.
So it's just dull, mate. There's nothing to do.
I think one of the things I am... that's most occurred to me over the course of this year is I'm just so bored of myself. I mean, you
how
must
do think
be
I
well.
Feel, yeah.
Yeah, quite, absolutely. Oh, handing you the joke there.
Yeah. So I was taking a sip of Vimto, which is why I didn't get to it quickly enough.
That was my next question. Are you on the Vimto? Because I'm on the Baileys.
Are you? Well, I've actually had a couple of beers this afternoon.
Oh, yes, you've been out and about. Have you? Well, you're celebrating your newfound freedom.
Yes, I arranged a number of walks for my first day of freedom.
Oh,
so I've sort of tag-teamed a number of walks, and the last of which was around my local area with my friend Gareth, and we had a few beers along the way. So
did you?
You joined me post-beer, actually, sort of a bit post. It's sort of that hang, you know, where you have a daytime drink and then you almost feel a bit hungover before you've gone to bed.
Yeah, and you think, oh God, why do I feel so absolutely tired, like I've been drugged?
Yeah.
And then you remember it's because you're drunk.
Yeah, because you've drugged yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've self-medicated. Who's Gareth? I've never heard you speak of Gareth before. I don't want to sound like a sort of, you know, overly jealous partner, but who the hell's Gareth?
You've not heard me talk Gareth Ragg.
Yeah, I had a Gareth Ragg.
Gareth Ragg. I went to uni with Gareth. We did radio together at uni.
Oh, yeah. What's Gareth do now?
He works in events for Reuters. This is probably giving away too much of his sort of data.
So. Yeah, his PIN number is.
he does events. And sort of events that I don't really know what he does entirely. You know, when you sort of just nod along and go, sure.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's nice. You're obviously good friends with them. Really close friends.
Yeah. Well, no, you have this, though. How many of your friends' jobs do you genuinely really understand?
None.
None, exactly.
Bordering none.
Because what we don't understand in our sorts of walk of life is real jobs. Because I don't understand what...
Well, I tell you what it is. I get the kind of world they work in. Like a friend of mine works for a makeup company, for example.
And you know what makeup looks like.
I know what makeup does. You know, it's the old facial creams, isn't it?
Yep.
Sure, but then do I know what she actually... What emails does she write?
Well, exactly. What day to day? Clock on at 9 a.m. Let's say.
What's the first thing? Today I need to go get someone to grind that thing into a powder.
Do the makeup? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I need some makeup by the end of the day. Is it that?
Mm-mm.
No, exactly. This is exactly my problem with most jobs. I don't really know what they entail.
We should explain something, by the way, that people will be wondering furiously where the hell Helen Monks is. Where the Helen Monks is? What's happened is we got her on the line, didn't we, before we started recording?
Yeah, she's there.
And she's
still there, isn't she?
She's still there now. She's muted.
Say a quick unmute her for 3 seconds, see if she's actually listening, like she said she would. There it is. Mute her again.
Remuted, yeah.
Good.
So she's in the podcast corner of shame, isn't she, Dave? Do you want to explain why?
Well, so Helen Monks doesn't have available to her usual microphone setup or something. Again, like with my friend's jobs, I wasn't really listening. But she sounds like she's in a toilet. And luckily, she's got plenty of toilet sealant and all the accoutrements. But yes, there's something sort of awry with her sound quality. But here's the thing, Tom. She said, do you want to just do the podcast without me this week? And we said, normally, absolutely, yeah, of course we would. Like, you bring nothing. But today specifically, I'm joking, Callan, of course. Today specifically, she texted us 8 hours ago saying, I've got the best game that her boyfriend invented for Christmas.
She's got an appalling microphone, but she's got a game. So frankly, we will take that. Also, do you know what she could really do to screw us over now, Dave?
Yeah.
Sort of expose the lightly worn misogyny is she should set up a really amazing microphone while we're doing this thing saying her microphone's shit. That's why she's not in the first half of the show. And then when she comes on, she just sounds absolutely crisp and amazing. And then we'll have such shame.
I've just got such confidence that Monks won't have the ability to do that in the next 15 minutes. So that's absolutely fine.
All fine. Okay, so Crimbo Limbo is on us now. How was your actual Christmas?
Self-isolated, mate. The NHS Track and Trace app, so just to catch you up on what's happened, told me on the 19th of December that I had to self-isolate for 5 days.
Yeah.
And it would end on the 25th of December at 23:59. It allowed me 1 minute of Christmas to do with which I fancy, anything I wanted.
What did you do with the 1 minute of freedom? Did you run outside the house naked, coughing at everyone?
It was 23:59, Tom. I was absolutely asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's unusual for you.
Yeah, well, it's less and less unusual in the last month or two, because what is there to do after sort of 10 p.m?
Drink Baileys and sleep.
Right, exactly.
That's all December has been.
Exactly that. So, I was asleep by the time I was allowed to go out. So, yeah, Boxing Day and then the 27th today, as we record this, were full of the joys of spring. And by which I mean I just went on a lot of walks.
Quite cold. Has your core temperature dropped? I've had quite a lot of that recently.
Very cold, actually, yeah.
When you feel it in your bones. I've spent a lot of time the last couple of days walking the dog, also watching Riddle Me Wilfred playing football, kicking a ball against a wall, and sometimes playing with him, but mainly watching him play with other people.
Right.
And you get very cold.
Yeah.
You get very cold just watching. So I've had I'm not going to lie to you, Dave, I had a Cornelius-style hot bath today. I had one of his hot baths.
Did you? How was it?
Yeah, I didn't go for the Second World War stuff, the documentaries that I know he likes.
Okay. So well, you've already played a game of football, so you've done the First World War.
Yeah, exactly. World War I is done. So I put some... One of the presents I got on Christmas Day... And actually, this was something I was going to ask you about, and Helen, of course, as well. Presents that you get that you realise are defining you.
Oh, interesting.
You get stuff and go, I'm that person now.
Right. What have you got?
So, well, let me tell you the three things I got. I got, first of all, some bath salts to help with my back pain that I've had recently. Right? And this is the worst bit of all, is that these presents, to make sure these presents really define you, your reaction has to be, oh, yeah, brilliant.
Oh, right, yeah, you're actually genuinely thrilled to get them.
Genuinely thrilled. I got a fictional book about a golfer. So basically a golf novel.
Okay, fine, I see. When you said fictional book, I didn't know if you meant a book that didn't exist.
No, it's a real book, right. But it's about a fictional golf
scenario. A fictional
scenario.
Book, in many ways.
Basically, the book is about, it's a Christmas carol, right? But it's golf past, present and future.
What?
Yeah, it's about a golfer who lost his opportunity to become famous and he's about to kill himself and then a fairy appears and shows him his previous life and what could have happened.
A golf fairy?
A golf fairy happens, yeah.
I just feel like there should be a good a Christmas carol pun for golf, but I can't think of one at all. A Christmas carhole.
Yeah.
I don't know many golf terms is the problem. A Christmas golf club.
Yeah, par, birdie. I could keep going on.
Christmas.
Par.
A Christmas parol.
A Christmas parol, yeah,
it
nearly.
Works written down better than said, I'd say.
Yeah. It's best. You should get in touch with the writer. I haven't got the book near, but I got that and I was like, oh, that's fucking great. So I've now got bath salts and a novel about golf. And then third and finally, and this isn't all my presents, but these are the ones that define me the most, peanut butter stout.
Oh, how is that?
It's absolutely delightful. It's like stout, but you're sort of eating it.
Okay, that does sound delightful, actually.
It's really good. It's peanut butter mixed with milk. I mean, we're palate twins, so I can tell you you'd like it.
Just seen on our WhatsApp that Helen Monks has proffered the suggestion, par humbug.
Par humbug,
for the Christmas
yes.
Carol golf game, which is very good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, and that's coming on a clearer channel as well. Maybe she should just text in all of this, rather than, because if she was on the show, you'd have heard,
par humbug.
Par humbug. That's delightful, actually. I'm very, very happy for you. Have you read the Golf Christmas Carol book yet?
No, not yet, but, you know, I'm hoping to very soon, and I will report back. Maybe I'll get Elaine Page to give us a little page 30 of the golf book.
Oh, that's a good idea. And she can compare it to another sports fiction book.
Sports fiction!
So talking of golf, actually, I didn't tell you this, did I? So another podcasting venture I'm involved in, which has nothing to do with you in any way, actually.
Oh, so is it Gareth Ragg, is it?
No, it's nothing to do with Gareth Ragg, actually, Gareth Ragg. No, it's actually, strangely enough, actually, the biggest achievement of my year has come accidentally in a project that I sort of am along on the ride for.
Right.
But I started a podcast with a couple of pals about Leeds United Football Club.
Yeah, of course, you're a massive fan.
Massive fan, you know me. Never not talking about Leeds.
What was the score with Leeds today?
Football 1, other sports 0. I couldn't tell you, mate. I couldn't tell you. Did they play?
Yeah, they
Boxing
did.
Day, isn't it? They played. Hang on, wait. I know they played Burnley. Is that right?
They did not play Burnley today. No. Oh, hang on.
Yeah,
yes, they did play Burnley. Yeah, they played Burnley today. What was the score, though? Can you tell me the score? You actually said the number correctly just now.
1-0.
It was 1-0
to Leeds. Well, mm-hmm. Honestly, I've got my Leeds podcast WhatsApp has got 3,300 messages, and I've just not bothered to look yet. So there's two quick prongs to this story for you. One, out of nowhere, and I should stress I've had very little to do with this personally, but it's currently the third most popular podcast in the United Kingdom.
Behind
only Louis Theroux and a documentary about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Are you absolutely kidding me?
So not pulling your leg. So honestly, my most successful podcast
that you've ever done,
that I've ever done, is this one.
What's it called?
The Official Leeds United Podcast.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we do it for Leeds United Football Club. They bought us out, as it were. Anyway, the point of the story is golf based.
Yeah.
Because 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to tell you this, you probably enjoyed this, I did an hour and a half on a Zoom with Colin Montgomery.
Oh, Colin Montgomery, my hero.
Because
face
he's a big...
like a bulldog licking the piss off a nettle.
Yeah, he's a big Leeds fan, it turns out.
No way.
So there you go. So I've got nothing more to add apart from...
Oh, come on, Dave, you can't bring up Colin Montgomery and not back it up with an anecdote.
This is very Leeds United based, and forgive me, because I know very little about Leeds United, I'll give you that, but... Are you aware of the Bielsa bucket?
Am I aware of the what? The Bielsa bucket?
The Bielsa bucket. Marcelo Bielsa, the Leeds United manager, sits on a bucket during the games, like a big upside-down blue bucket.
Oh, he's crazy, the Leeds manager, isn't he?
And anyway, yes. Colin Montgomery's bought himself a Bielsa bucket, so he modelled that for us on Zoom. So that's my Monty anecdote for you.
Poor Colin Montgomery was playing in the Ryder Cup once, and someone commented on the size of his... it's not nice, but some American fan commented on the size of his man boobs, because he was quite a tubby chap.
Right.
And they said he looked like Mrs. Doubtfire. Huh. And and then he won all of his games.
Classic sports anecdote.
Yeah.
Put that in, par humbug.
Yeah, exactly. What's that? I've got some moobs. Yeah, but I'm a champion. Champion. Big tits, still won. Up yours.
Anyway, I have very little to offer about football or golf after that. That's basically it. So I feel like maybe it's time for some ads and then Helen Monk's game, which I'm very excited about. She's really built it up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've run aground. Let's have some ads and then bring on the Monks, yes?
Yep.
Thank you.
Cabin FE.
Oh, I played the full song here. Oh, no. Cabin FE 8379. Oh, that's our Twitter. Can I just say, in my defense, had I not had the chocolate Baileys, I would have pressed the right button.
Didn't mean to play the long one there, did you?
Didn't mean to play the long one, but I'm absolutely fit chased on creamy alcohol. Is the one I meant to play. Ads!
Oh, God.
It's an S-Pod thing. The podcast revisiting S Club 7's insane TV show.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone's binge-watched this. Anyone who's not on drugs.
Thank you for bringing this into my life. It was honestly truly appalling.
Guests helped me analyse the show in more detail than anyone ever asked for.
It feels weird to me to say the phrase sex object in a show that was aimed at six-year-olds.
Do you think this is one of the problems with this show is that 7 is too much?
It's an S-Pod thing from Great Big Owl.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What flavour of Baileys are you on, by the way?
Chocolate, my friend.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
I'm on the chocolate, and it's absolutely wonderful. It is pudding, it is alcohol, it is a little bit of whiskey, it is a dream in a glass. Couldn't be happier.
What a nice intro for Helen Monks.
Yeah, talking of which.
Monksy.
Yeah. How's this? I tried to make it sound better. Does it sound better?
It does actually sound a little bit better than it sounded earlier, which for people listening will be surprising because it still sounds quite
shit. Yes! I realise the headphones I'm wearing are noise cancelling, so I've turned on the noise cancelling part of it, which does mean I can't hear myself. So if I'm shouting, I'm sorry.
That's fine. You're quite medium wave, so I'm getting a sort of retro listening to Five Live in the Car in the 90s vibe, which I'm enjoying.
I like that. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
How was your Christmas, Helen Monks?
It was good, thank you. I enjoyed your thing, Tom, about it, your presence defining who you are. Do you want to guess what I got from my mum?
Oh, yeah, go on.
I got, you know those bags that old women take to the supermarket? You know the ones that you wheel behind you?
Oh,
a trolley bag.
I thought you meant a colostomy bag, but no, that makes more sense. Okay.
A trolley bag is the best gift I think I've ever got. I'm so thrilled. It's such a lockdown present, isn't it? I mean, you can go to the supermarket and buy lots of food.
Is it tartan? Because they're always tartan.
It looks like it's tartan from a distance, and then when you get nearer, you realise the thing you think is tartan is actually lots of owls.
Oh,
indeed, a great big owl. So there you go.
Oh my God, we should do branded merch. Great big owl trolley bags.
Trolleys.
Branded trolley bags. They're very in vogue.
Capacity-wise, Monksy, how many loaves of bin bread could you fit in your trolley bag?
All of them. It's
all of them.
All of them. You know, they leave out a hole.
I sort of have this image now of you walking home from the supermarket, pulling behind you a really lovely old lady trolley, but also a massive wheelie bin from around the back of Gail's Bakery.
Yeah. It is bread. Like a big wheelie bin. If I drew on a wheelie bin, maybe I'd get away with it. Can I tell you about my game?
Yes.
You've really built this game up. So
yeah,
you said it was a corker. Wait, you said it was a corner, but you had mistyped and you said it was a corker. Tell us the background of the game first.
I don't really remember how it manifested. We were sitting down, eating some food, and Matt, my living partner, picked up a box of, I think it was mince pies, and said, guess what's in these?
Right.
Right.
Was it mince pies?
So, right, what he then proceeded to do was read out the first initial of every ingredient on the back of the ingredients of the box.
Oh.
And I have to guess what's in it.
Okay. So guess what's literally in the mince pies. I see.
It sounds bad, but give it a chance. It's the best game you'll ever play.
So you're asking me to guess the ingredients of a mince pie, or you're asking me to guess what is in the actual box based on the ingredients?
I'm going to say ingredients, and then I'm going to list in order of appearance the ingredients by their first letter, and then you and Dave have to shout out, and whoever gets it first wins a point, and the person at the end with the most points wins.
And we're doing mince pies, are we?
Should we start with? So I've got some short crust vegan mince pies, essential Waitrose and Partners.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of a name for this game, Dave. That's the main thing I'm worrying
Are you ready?
At.
Are you ready? I'm so excited. M.
Mince.
Beef. Beef mince, what?
Okay, Dave, it's that, but plus another syllable.
Mince meat.
Yes, 1 point to Dave.
Got it, okay.
Is this vegan, though?
Yeah.
It's just vegan
mince meat's just the word for the... So then in brackets it says mixed vine fruit, sultanas, raisins, currants, but we won't bother with that.
Got you.
Ready? This is the second ingredient.
Yeah.
S.
Sugar.
That was Tom. 1-0. I mean, 1-0, sorry.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yep.
AP.
Artificial preservatives.
Nope.
All pies.
No. Do you want a clue?
Hang on. No. Hang AP. On, like, so two different words, yeah?
Alan Pardew. Yeah.
No.
Two different words.
Two different words, but it's the same thing.
Is artificial one of the words?
No.
Okay. Almond pastry.
No.
Is pastry one of the words?
No.
Ah.
So you don't want that clue? So you don't want the clue? Clue?
Go on, give us a clue.
Okay, it's fruit-based.
Apple.
AP. Yes, Dave.
Apple pieces.
Preservatives.
No.
Apple.
Ooh, I've really squashed this apple into a...
Pile.
Paste. Apple paste.
Apple pile.
No.
Apple puree.
Into a tube. Yeah.
Oh, puree, of course.
How would we have got apple puree?
Apple puree. Can't believe I didn't get that straight off the bat.
That's 2-1. But you see, this is the thing. The more you play it, the more these really obscure ingredients come up, and then you get them really quick. Okay, the next one you're going to get easily. GFS.
GSS.
Gluten-free sugar.
Oh, you're kind of sort of thinking along the right lines. GFS.
Gluten.
Fluten.
Not gluten, but the first three letters are the same.
Glucose. Free sucrose.
No. Fructose. Glucose, fructose. Yeah.
Sucrose.
And then that's it. And then the third S, the S.
Sucrose. Isn't that just sugar? Sugar. Glucose, fructose, syrup.
Another syrup. I think that's 2 points to Dave, 1 point to Tom.
I sort of feel like me and Dave are playing on the same team.
Yeah, it's really just getting to the end of the ingredients list, isn't it?
Glucose, fructose, sucrose. Yeah, cool.
Hi there.
Hello.
I've never heard this word before, so I might skip it.
Oh, what is the word? Tell us. We're interested, eh?
Humectant.
Humectant.
Okay, you're going to get this one because it's quite similar to one we've had in the past.
Sugar.
P.
Cranberry puree.
No, I shouldn't have said it was similar because it's two different words.
What's in a mince pie? Creamy paste.
Corn flour.
Oh, good one.
CP. CP. P for penis.
P for, yeah.
CP.
I'll give you a clue. It's a family of fruit.
Citrus puree.
The first word is correct.
Citrus.
What do you often get off a citrus? You don't use
peel.
Warm pop. Yeah.
Citrus peel. Called? Oh, God.
No, that was Dave.
Yeah, that was Tom. Yeah, cool. So I'm leading
How
5
bad are your headphones?
Yeah. You both sound exactly the same. It's just whatever. Okay. P-O.
P-O.
Yeah, you'll know this.
Oh, every time you say that.
Palm oil.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely palm oil. Good for you. Good for the planet. Thank you. More points for me. Great.
R-O.
Rum oil.
Oh, the second word is right.
All right, well.
Rapeseed oil.
Yes, what a day. R-A. We're getting towards the bottom of the pile here. So think of like tiny little bit of R-A in there. Little sprinkle of R-A.
Raisin.
Acid.
Oh, the kind of first sounds of the raise.
Raise me up.
Yeah, well, it does do that. It does do that.
Raising agents.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done, Tom. Great news. Cool.
And then finally, P.S.
P.S. Pectin syrup. Isn't there pectin? Isn't that a thing? Using gel?
The game is just name words that exist.
Pectoral.
I think the P sounds a little bit like a small animal.
Oh, a
padger.
A pouse.
I think they're small anyway.
What is it? P what?
P.S.
P.S. Thanks for buying these mince pies.
they're not that small.
Possum.
yes, it sounds a little bit like that.
All right.
Posts.
This game is great.
This game is amazing.
Positive. Puzzle. Puzzle.
I don't think you're going to get this.
Posture.
It's an element.
Potassium.
Yes.
Potassium chloride. Slanganate.
It sounds a little bit like something that you'd have instead of ice cream.
Sorbet. Potassium sorbet.
Potassium sorbet.
Very good. Sorbet.
Well done. Wow. You love the game.
This game is annoying and it's put me off mince pies.
Potassium
they are
sorbet.
Vegan mince pies.
Wow. Have you played this game with anything else or just with mince pies?
Oh, my God, with so much stuff. I mean, I've got a whole pile of food here, but I assume that you guys are a bit exhausted. I've got some Leberkuchen, if you'd like to play it with some Leberkuchen.
Some what?
Some Leberkuchen.
Some Leberkuchen. Leberkuchen.
What's a Leberkuchen?
What's Leberkuchen?
Spiced German gingerbread.
Oh.
Oh, Leberkuchen.
I don't think I'm pronouncing it correctly. Leibkuchen, maybe? Leibkuchen?
How are we spelling it?
Sweet bread
Leibkuchen. Leibkuchen, I bet it is. Not Leberkuchen.
I mean, I don't think I've ever heard that word, but I'm not against it.
Do you want to know what's in it?
Yeah, why not?
Are we done?
Sugar.
WF is the main ingredient.
Whoa, sugar.
Wheat sugar.
Oh, you got the first word.
Wheat shucks.
What? Think about it logically. WF. What comes after wheat?
Meat. Wheat.
A type of
sausages.
It's kind of cake based. So, what's a big ingredient in cakey?
Flour.
Yes, well done, Dave.
Oh, I hate this game.
Okay, to be fair, I thought you said the letter S, which is why.
Yeah,
so did
I. That's why I was blocking at the S tree. Wheat flour.
Okay. G for gulag. Yep. F gulag. For fanny. S for sausages.
Glucose, fructose, sucrose.
Sorry. Gulags, fannies, and sausages.
Glucose, fructose, syrup.
Yeah.
Dave, can you just make a note to call this episode Gulags, Fannies, and Sausages? Yeah. Thank you.
Sold.
F.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Always with the sugar.
CB.
Chocolate bits.
Bits. Cocoa
butter.
Bits.
Yes.
What? You said yes to everything.
Cocoa butter.
All right, fine. Cocoa butter.
WMP.
Must.
Winchester Men's Prison.
Close.
Whey protein.
Oh, yeah, whey.
No, no, it's more of a straightforward ingredient than that. You have it in your everyday life. WMP. The P. W and M always come together, but the P is a slightly unusual aspect of this. So think of the WM. You might get it in your supermarket.
White
WM.
Milk West paste.
Oh, you've got one of them, the M. Milk.
Whole milk.
Whole milk. And then the P.
Powder.
Powder.
Yes.
Okay, along a similar line, SWP.
S for sugar.
S for sugar.
Okay.
WP.
Skimmed milk powder.
Oh, skimmed whole powder.
No.
Is it powder?
It is powder. 1 point each.
This point system is very arbitrary as well.
The middle word is if, like, you get some good news, you might go, ooh, ooh, ooh.
God.
What's a noise you might make? You might make a noise similar to this.
Wheat.
Kind of. No, no, not that.
Way.
Yes. Way.
Way. Something. Way. What was the letters again?
What are the other letters? I forgot the other letters. Sorry, I'm losing.
You've got whey powder. You've got whey powder, and S is a descriptive word. What's that?
S or F?
Sexy whey powder.
S for sexy, yeah.
Okay. Whey.
What's a flavour?
Strawberry.
Something might be.
Syrupy.
Something might be salty, or it might be
sweet,
sour,
sweet,
way well done, sweet. Pat.
CM.
You've
already had the C previously.
Cocoa,
milk,
and then what do Catholics do?
Mass.
Yeah.
Cocoa mass.
CSS. There's a PO coming up.
What?
CSS.
CSS.
C for crabs.
Yeah,
crab.
S for sawdust, and S for swings.
CSS.
You've had two of the S's you've said in other ingredients in the past.
Chocolate.
Sugar.
Sugar is one of them.
Chocolate sugar syrup.
Syrup is correct, but not chocolate. What's another kind of...
Cocoa.
No. It's more of like a...
Sweet.
I know. They've got humps on the back.
Camel sugar syrup.
Caramel.
Like camel.
Caramel.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, you should never eat camel sugar.
Camel sugar syrup. Is that the end?
TC. Oh, we're nearly there. TC.
Palm oil. Palm coil. Palm coil.
PC.
Sounds a bit like a small animal.
Potassium carbonate.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't go wrong with that.
And finally, SL.
SL.
Starch ladies. Ooh,
starch ladies?
Starch
sounds like
ladies.
You're hosting a dinner.
You got it.
Starch ladies?
What sugar. Was it? Sugar layers.
Remember, they put the most obscure things at the very end, don't they? So
that's
SL.
Not helping us. We'll be below potassium carbonate in our mugs. It could be any words in the world.
Do you know how they decide the order?
Yeah, it's based on what the highest quantity is.
How much is it? Right, okay.
So that's not where the weird
sodium.
Lithium.
It's, sounds like when someone pokes you really hard, you might go,
stop it.
Oi. Put an S in front of that.
Soy what? What was the second
Soya,
letter?
And then L. Okay, I'll tell you what. If someone's got glasses, you might call them
long-sighted.
If you were mean, a derogatory term for someone with glasses. Oh, you.
What?
If you're a bully and someone was wearing glasses.
No, I understand the premise. I just don't know what that word is. Like, lazy eye?
Specky, I'm going to give it you. Right, now put an L in front of it.
Le Specky.
Oh my God.
Replace the spur with an L.
Lecky.
Yes, and then the second syllable is, if you're not fat, you're...
Lectin.
Oh, like the lecithin or lecithin or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lecithin.
Ah,
lecithin. Honestly, when you listen back to this, Monks, listen to the clue you just gave. Rewind 30 seconds and listen to the clue you just gave. You said, for soya lecithin, I don't even know that's how you pronounce it. You said, if someone pokes you, and then you said, someone you will call someone with glasses. And the answer to those were, or ow. Oh, no, oi, specky. And we were supposed to get soya lecithin from that.
I think that's good. I think that was a big clue.
Wow.
Well, you did very well for your first go. And you
great game. Great game. And do you want to give us the scores to end on, just to sort of give us some payoff for the tension?
I think, Tom, you got 24 points.
Yeah.
And Dave, you got a solid 9.
Nine! I like this game. Thank you. Great game. We should do that again.
You made fun of my method, so you got some points deduction.
Well, okay. Good. AOB or AOG, any other games before we go?
No, please no.
I will have a new microphone by next week.
Oh, okay, that's exciting.
I promise.
All right, thanks for coming, everyone. All the best. Kind regards. Lots of likes.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Did you just sing along?
Through that, yeah.
It was really good.
Thank you.
What we might do is fade the music and just have you singing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got all the numbers right.
That doesn't matter.
Cabin FE87090, cabin FE87090, cabin FE87090, that's bad, but their name.